$5.
I'll even fresh you the second $9 you buy too.
I'll buy one and drink a Foster's as I drive off the lot.
All right. Rob Tampling is never going to come on with
us
again.
Yes, he will. I'm telling you, Australians are good eggs, man. Or a good Google. Or Googie. I think that's what an Australian egg is.
Google.
The Googie.
He's a good search site.
All right, up next, we will mix with the Rant as they are at Red Wing Shoes out in Richardson. Stay tuned for that.
FBC Connections, connecting you to the hottest tickets in DFW. Would you like to guess the score of the Cowboys Vikings season opener? Let me connect you.
It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Guess the football score and win the prize contest about sports. Go to www.theticket.com and correctly predict the score of the Cowboys Vikings season opener. If you win, you'll score a limo ride and four tickets to an upcoming Cowboys home game, plus an autographed Cowboys football.
Operator, I don't need a limo or a ticket to the game. But I can tell you this, the Cowboys will win 62-9.
E-Break, classic.
Congratulations to Mike Reiner, this week's winner of the Emergency Break of the Week.
Basing on this. And the reason I'm pretty sure of this is because that is about all the business that I've done here recently. As far as getting a new car, truck, van, or SUV, or anything like that goes.
What are you doing?
Don't you hear Kevin Scott? He's in the headset.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Can we start this live spot over, Psycho? Oh. You know,
way to go, Ryan.
Wasn't his fault.
But he is the broadcaster of records.
But then again, you know, when a major league manager gets fired, it's usually not their fault.
No. Nope. Man, that's funny. Way to go, Ryan. This week's winner, the Emergency Break of the Week.
In the early 1900s, experts predicted that with advancements in technology, by the year 2000, the workday would only be 2 hours long. They were wrong. But should you really spend your precious 8 hours a day doing something you don't think is a challenge or fun? We may be able to help. If you have some sales experience, just email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com. We're expanding our sales department, and we just might want you. Spend those 40 hours doing something you like until the work week goes down to that predicted 10 hours a week. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break, classic.
Well, yeah, you're the one who says you have to dry everything off.
Ooh. Not there, I like it wet.
Oh, whatever. What? I'm asking. Do you leave that damp? I'm asking you a question, and I want an answer. I want an answer now. All right, that's towel talk and the observation deck.
Yeah, turning it back on us.
Yeah.
He demanded an answer.
Yeah, we didn't say it.
Yeah, something was required out of us there. Yeah.
Big win for Junior.
Thank
that
you.
Went to double figures. 10 wins.
All right.
Where does that place me on the all-time list?
It places you in fourth place. It breaks the tie with Davey Lane.
Wow.
Whoa.
Big.
That's a big moment.
Great.
Jeff Miller.
Thank you.
Some greatness there. Way to go, Junior.
Thank you.
Or price or payment within 15 minutes. Middlecoff Ford, Trino Parkway, 1 mile east of Preston.
I'm Layla. Are the wagers done? Next on the Ticket Pickle.
At Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, we take sports seriously. All the other stuff, well, not so much. When breaking sports news breaks, we break it. Just like we've been doing in Dallas-Fort Worth for over 10 years. When breaking sports news is nowhere to be found, we don't bore you to tears with in-depth analysis of Cover 2 or some other trumped-up topic. You see, our guys are like you guys. We want to hang out, have fun, laugh, and check out the hot chicks.
You want to kiss me?
We're here for you, man.
Hey, man.
Doing what we do and giving you what you need when you need it. It's sports and all that that implies on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
Hopes of getting the wild card are certainly fading. TexasLending.com brings you the ticker. There are 7 games behind the Red Sox for the wild card after their 2-0 loss to the Red Sox last night. But Kevin Mintz says Pedro Martinez was on point.
He hit the spots when he needed to, and they said when he needed to get out of jam, he did, and that's the best I've seen him against us. They said he was just excellent tonight as far as just locating pitches and making a pitch when he needed to.
Rangers and Bo Sox play again today at 12:20. Speaking of the playoff race, you think Yankees pitcher Kevin Brown may have punched the Yankees out of it? After last night's 3-1 loss to the Orioles, Brown punched a wall in the clubhouse and broke his non-throwing hand. However, he will be out indefinitely. And the North Texas Mean Greens start their season at 6 tonight in Austin when they play number 7 Texas. Coach Daryl Dickey says it's going to be a challenge.
It's a tremendous challenge for our opening game, and our players are looking forward to that challenge, but we also know it's going to be very, very difficult because of what we're facing.
Other games of note, OU plays Bowling Green at 11. Baylor takes on UAB at 6. Colorado takes on Colorado State at 7. And Texas Tech plays SMU also at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Our next ticket ticker is at 1010, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So you don't forget the station you're listening to, write it down someplace safe, like the band of your underwear. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:53 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down. We're at Toyota of Dallas. It's right on the corner of LBJ and Simmons on Forest Lane, and they have great deal today, all weekend long. It's a Labor Day blowout. Any pre-owned car on the lot is a mere $9 down. $9.
Payments, payments as low as $99.
Nine.
How great is that? A lot of people to thank today. First of all, Rod Pampling, PGA Tour player, for popping on. And hopefully we haven't ruined him. Also out here, Engineer Pete and Promotions Kern and Dave.
Westdale.
And the lovely ticket chick, Sarada and Angie. By the way, Angie on her way over to Red Wing Shoes, where the rant will be.
So if you missed her here, go see her there.
And the lovely Tricia, who runs the promotion and advertising here.
Lovely
Tricia. Of Dallas.
Wow.
She made our hearts go pitter-pat.
Hey,
and back at the station, Jason, MR, lovely Layla, thanks to one and all.
So you going to play golf this weekend?
Yeah. I'm going to play Monday. I'm going to play a quick nine over Grapevine.
I'm going to play I'm going to take my son out to Lake Park.
I like Lake Park.
I've been there all year, and he needs an ego boost. And
that's a fun course. It reminds me of the courses I played on as a kid.
Yeah, so we're going to go out there. Say hello to me if you're out there while you're playing, because I heard it's a full tee sheet. Say hello to you if you go out to Grapevine Monday.
I'll be out there, and good time will be had by all. I believe the background noise I hear is the rant out at Red Wing Shoes in Richardson today.
Hello again.
Hello, Corby.
Hey, Corb. Well, it's a very big day for me, and
that's because...
It's actually a huge day for me.
OU?
My life can resume normalcy as college football officially begins in 1 hour.
I talked to Todd Hamilton the other day, and he was on his way up to Norman to watch the game.
Is he going?
Yeah.
That makes me like that guy even more, you know?
There's not much not to like. He's a good egg.
Well, he is. Just solid as a rock. And
he gets it.
Yeah, he does. Well, you know why he gets it? It's because he worked his ass off.
Yes, he did.
You know, I mean, living in Japan for 56 years of your life will do that to you.
He ate a lot of sushi.
I mean, seriously. I mean, the story, it was so funny. Remember when we had him up, he and Phil, when they were in Japan?
God, that was way back when he gave us all those little Tabasco bottles.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he was so cool then. We were like, are you ever going to try to, you know, come back, make it on tour and everything? And he's just kind of like, well, we'll see. I'd like to at some point. And now here he is with a British Open under his belt.
He doesn't have to worry about squat.
No, nope. No, it's wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful. Not that he was worried about cash or anything before. I mean, he was fine with money, but, you know, just the fact that he can be...
All right, you can stop talking. I'm here to entertain. 9:57 on the
I am going to kill you.
What?
My favorite part of that was the deep breath, like...
Okay. All right. Enough of this nonsense.
What?
No, but he is... That guy... Nothing but success for that guy, I hope, for the rest of it, you know, till he turns 50. Hope he gets like 10
and
more
then,
wins.
Then he risks nothing but failure.
Yeah, and then I hope his life just turns to holy hell.
He won't care.
At that point, what's it matter?
I know. Yeah. Now, is he living up in McKinney?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's living in Vaquero, though.
On the shore of McKinney.
So. I had an uncomfortable run-in with Justin Leonard.
Why?
Oh.
He's the guy who's a jerk, right?
No, he's not.
I thought
no,
he was a real jerk.
You know what? Stop it. No,
he's
not
no.
a jerk. I don't know where that got started.
Where did that get started?
I don't know.
Gordon.
Grego. Because we were talking about the PGA and how, you know, Justin, he blew it, self-admitted.
Mm-hmm.
But on the air on Monday, after the tournament, Grego's like, I couldn't have been happier. That guy, you know, blah, just going on and on and on about how he just hates Justin Leonard.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
Yeah, he's a big friend
just
of the ticket.
Because, you don't have,
that's
he's
a great reason.
One of those guys.
Huh?
You know, I'm like, you don't even, have you ever met him? No, I've never met him. And I'm like, he's great. There's nothing wrong with Justin.
Nope.
Nothing.
He's a big P1, too.
So I see him at Mi Casino.
I've seen him twice there.
Look at you name drop.
Yeah. How do you know Mi Casino?
It's a restaurant.
No,
it's a Mexican
restaurant.
And?
Dennis,
and I walked up to him. I was like, hey, Justin, Corby worked for the ticket. He's like, yeah, how's it going, man? And we're talking. He's there with his wife and baby. And I'm just BSing with him. It was the week after the PGA. I wasn't talking about golf or anything. We were just talking about junk. And
oh, yeah, because, you know, you're not going to beat him down
no,
on golf.
No, I mean, you're just a human, just
yeah.
like him. I mean, I'm not.
Would you let me finish?
I'm not intimidated by his celebrity.
I'll just walk up and talk to him. And you know what? Golf doesn't even occur to me. I forget that he's even a golfer.
He's just a human,
right?
So
she vomit.
So he was like, "Hey, man, thanks for taking up for me on the air the other day."
See, he listens.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I just felt so bad. I just,
air? What?
I,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
Because
I'm on the radio, and That's why we're on equal footing
here. That's right. That's why we're able to talk to each other as humans.
He's got a pretty cool gig out at Vaquero. He brings his brings his golden retriever out there, or maybe his lab, and lets her just run around the course. And he's
I'm going to fist fight both of you.
going to fist fight us.
Yes, I'm going to double team you.
What?
Okay. Nobody ever says I want to fist fight you.
Maybe just fist.
All right, if I had to put odds on it, who's going to win that fight?
Wait, hold it a second.
Let's
get back to the Justin and why he's got the rumored to be a jerk.
By one person, Greg. That's it.
No, it was before that.
He's
I
a golf
swear
expert
there was some
too, Greg.
Incident at Barley House or something where he was off his ass being cocky to someone.
No,
he was being cocky, but he was also having Corby try on his shoes.
Yeah, that's the incident that I'm talking about.
So why is that a problem?
He wasn't being a jerk.
Not at all.
He wasn't being
a
jerk.
He was nice.
You just said he was being cocky.
He was being cocky because he's
Gordon,
cocky.
You're cocky every time I talk to you.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with cocky?
To Craig Rosengarten, I'm cocky?
You are.
You are.
Oh, that's odd.
Here, hang on. Let's see. All right. Now the comedy starts.
That's cocky. Okay, so Craig Rosengarten thinks I'm cocky.
Right.
So, all right, there's full-blown war declared on Craig Rosengarten.
You're going to fist fight him?
Yeah, I'm going to fist fight him.
No, Justin, I thought he was a really sweet guy. Now, I was trying to...
Why did you think he was cocky, Dave?
I was trying to make sweet time with his girlfriend.
Yeah, this was back before he had met his current wife.
Uh-huh.
And I had just gotten married, so I was, you know, trying to back down on whatever was coming around.
You were happy that week.
Yeah, no, actually, it was like, this is when you and I were full throttle.
Yeah, Barley House.
Last night.
Nights a week.
But I thought he was, like, drunk telling girls, do you know who I am, stuff.
No!
So where the cockiness come from?
That's just the story that I'm hearing.
It's revisionist history.
No one has worse revisionist history than him. Who was that?
Yeah.
It's not Claudia.
Oh, are we
doesn't matter. She's pretty cute.
Don't lady. You like me?
Good non sequitur.
You got something good to smell?
Oh, she was here the last time we were here.
Really?
That's good.
Oh, that's
the name. Ronnie? Robbie, sorry.
I love Robbie.
That's not the Robbie, the first Robbie, is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to paint a picture for the
listeners? She's back now.
Oh, she is. She's back.
Yay.
Back again.
Robbie who...
Robbie's back. Robbie's back.
Last time I saw Robbie, she was in a bikini. How about that?
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Yeah,
that's cocky.
Who won there? But so, bottom line is, Justin, thumbs up. I like you. As a matter of fact,
like he's listening right now? Like he's a super rant
fan
now because of you?
Okay, wait a second. This is the thing. I think that I heard this from you guys.
You're an idiot.
That he was cocky. And now, you have revised it to say, no, he was nice, you know, because now you want to be friends with him.
Yes,
he was. He was hammered, and he was being kind of showboaty for his girlfriend, but he wasn't like over the top cocky. And he was nice. He did like have a couple beers with us, and he did try on his shoes because they were the same shoe size.
Now wait a minute. Can you be drunk and cocky? Because you're not of right mind at that point.
I am. Most people become more cocky when they're drunk.
I'm extremely
cocky. Yeah, but you don't take them seriously when they're drunk, do you?
No.
You're still held accountable.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you? As long as you don't hurt anybody.
If you get drunk and go kill a family of four, you'll be arrested.
No, as long as you don't hurt anybody. If you're just boasting or doing whatever.
If you're just drunk, having fun, and you get a knife.
Having fun, killing people?
Yeah. You're drunk.
So, all right, I mean, I'll let you revise the history, just acknowledge that you're doing it. I just remember the report, the field report, coming back from that incident, was that, man, dude, that guy is cocky.
Right.
Never happened.
I would like to parlay my new friendship into a golf game.
Yeah, when are you...
I thought it wasn't golf-related at all.
When are you inviting him out to the club?
Well, I don't even know if he play anymore?
Who, Justin?
I just thought maybe share a round, 4-hour round of golf with
him. Yeah, he's done for the year, I think.
Well, that'll be fun, me and him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm taking him out to the club.
Boy.
Yeah, by the way, Justin, I'm a member at a club, so, you know, if you're ever looking for a round.
I don't know if you can get on places, but I work for a radio station. How about that?
Huh? I think I have some coupons in my truck.
Half off at Tennyson West, huh?
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. Well, so that was fun.
Yeah.
All right, so he's not cocky. Well, then I'll back off.
55. Back. Well,
who
never
was the
backing
guy?
On.
There was some guy who was...
I mean, what was that? Did you have your obsessive...
He's calling off the dog.
Yeah.
Boy, because every time his name has come up, I did what Grego had done. I always thought that he was cocky.
He's been on your show.
Yeah.
Your show. And he was completely nice.
Yep.
Well, I know he's going to be nice when he's on the air. But I thought that the report on him was when you get him alone in a bar, he was big-timing everyone in the bar and being cocky and being showboaty and all that stuff.
God, that could be you three.
That is,
you're not talking about anybody abnormal.
Is there any way we can turn off Rick Burnett and Craig Rosengarten's mind?
Yeah, that's not cocky.
And by the way, Rick,
that's not cocky. You're right. You are so much better than we are. We're done.
Magazine.
Remember Rick? Remember when we had him on? Remember we had him on, Rick? And at the end, he was like, all right, baby arm, see you later.
Yep.
He baby armed us.
Big T1.
He was set up by the producer.
Well, you really hate him, don't you?
Yeah, now we're getting
You're waffling.
Dogs are back on. 55 minutes, so my life is so much better than anybody else in this world.
Are you TiVoing Oklahoma?
Of course I am. 55 minutes until my life resumes happiness. And
I want
1 ounce of happiness out of my life now that Oklahoma plays football.
What a sad life.
Isn't it horrible?
I want all the callers to call in and tell Corby what the score is.
We're getting a TV out here.
Are we?
Yeah. Red Wing Shoes is setting us up. I challenge anyone to come out here and buy a pair of shoes and watch the OU game with me. I don't think you can. I don't think you can handle it.
What's the incentive? Would they just get to watch a game with you? Is that what the incentive
is? Yeah, and
maybe I'll call off the dogs on them.
Maybe I'll tell the Justin Leonard story to them.
About when he was real cocky at the bar?
No, about how he became Corby's new best friend.
So, listen, I'm at Mi Casino, and I walk up to him and I say, hey, I'm Corby Davidson.
You might know me from the ticket.
Or WB35.
Either way, I'm great.
We still have the tee box.
You chased
him off.
Hopefully.
Hey, by the way,
do you remember
his girlfriend? How hot she was.
Yeah, and he ended up dumping her.
Yeah,
obviously.
Or maybe she dumped him. I loved his girlfriend.
She was very hot.
Wilco fan. She was a total music nut. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call her.
There was also some guy at the Nelson that I approached who was extremely cocky.
Oh,
I thought it was
the Bruce Lipsky story?
Was it Bruce? I don't think it was Bruce Lipsky because I would have recognized him. It was another one of those Justin Leonard or Andrew McGee kind of guys.
It was Andrew McGee.
You think so?
Yeah, I'll vouch for
that.
That was
the guy that
really
went to
cocky.
School with George or played against George in school.
All right, so maybe that's the guy I'm thinking of. And I've always confused
you always
with
confuse
Justin
him.
Leonard.
Yeah, they look a lot alike.
And they're only about 20 years off in age.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. And 8 inches in height.
And Andrew McGee's Asian.
You know, all those white guys look alike to me, though.
I know, isn't it scary?
Tour.
All right, Rick.
Bye, boys.
You guys have a good one.
You too.
We'll talk to you here soon. And coming up next, we're live from Red Wing Shoes in Richardson.
Triumphant return.
Yes, this is our second trip back to Red Wing. And I guess
in as many years.
This is The Ticket. KTDK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger. The Hardline, the most listened to sports talk show in the Great Southwest by Ticket P1s of all kinds. Even Cowboys player man Troy Aikman.
How are you guys?
Fine, how are you?
Hear him weekly with Dunham and Miller, Thursdays at 8:10, or on some random day calling into The Ticket to solve DFW sports problems.
It's pretty much national championship or bust.
Well, I agree, and that's why I was having the...
It's unfair.
Troy Aikman. Sports problem solver and Ticket P1.
Troy, you helped us solve a sports problem.
Hey, well, glad to help.
You certainly did.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
All right, good to talk to you, man.
Okay.
That is Troy Aikman. And I'm
E-Brake Classic.
The producer of Bad Radio, Tom Gribble, who for some reason thought it'd be a good idea to turn on his mic while he burped, as Bob's trying to make a sports point, and you can tell it throws Bob for a loop.
Is Bob talking about the Stars?
No, I don't think so.
Now, I don't know what Antoine Walker does. But more importantly, I think the big three of... there's not enough from... What the heck was that?
Was that you, Bob?
No, that's Gribble opening his mic to burp.
That was an accident.
I don't know where I was. Ray and Mesquite.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
No, I want to address that best player or better player.
I know where I was. Yeah, here's my last point. I don't think Nash and Finley are all world enough at this point.
See, when he's off of hockey, he sucks.
Where was I? I know where I was.
The wide selection in the vending machine. Finding a good spot in the parking garage. Trying to keep your boss from discovering you're listening to Stellar Talk Radio online. If these are the biggest challenges you face during your workday, and you need more intellectual stimulation, we just may be able to help. We're expanding our sales department at KLAF, and we just might want you. If you have some sales experience, email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com and overcome the challenges. We have a great vending selection, too. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to The Ticket E-Brake Classic.
Thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on.
All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was,
who are you talking to?
And then my backup singers sing,
Diarrhea Pants. I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD.
Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job,
a hermit.
The job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy. You have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Make a
Houston Magazine invites you to be a part of Monday Night Makeovers, the first and only makeover panel discussion and internet webcast. You will have the opportunity to interact with Houston's hottest makeover specialist, featuring Isabel Bralet of the BioSilk Spa, as she discusses the important benefits of total relaxation and stress management. If you have ever had questions about plastic surgery, vision correction, relaxation therapy, or general image enhancement, then you don't want to miss this incredible and informative opportunity on September 13th at the Galleria JW Marriott Hotel, kicking off at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Attend the live panel discussion or log on to the internet broadcast at MondayNightMakeovers.com. Live from the Galleria JW Marriott Hotel, Monday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register now at MondayNightMakeovers.com for the premiere of Monday Night Makeovers, live from the Galleria JW Marriott, September 13th at 7 p.m. Log on to MondayNightMakeovers.com or call 713-789-7333 for more information.
Dallas Morning News and at DallasNews.com. Know the full story.
Quarter of 6:35 and 35 in Dallas.
Labor Day weekend repo time. You want them, we got them. Come get them. Toyota of Dallas is
everywhere. Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
Ticket ticker.
Texas Tech starts their year with another new quarterback. Medical Hair Solutions and Lone Star of McKinney bring you the ticker. This year it's Sonny Cumbie, and Mike Leach says Cumbie is another great Tech quarterback.
The receivers change, the linemen change, people around you change. It's just, I think it's hard to compare, but I think Sonny's comparable to the two that we've had before.
Tech plays SMU tonight at 7 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Other games of note, Oklahoma takes on Bowling Green at 11. That game is on ABC. OSU plays at UCLA at 2:30. UNT takes on Texas at 6, and New Mexico State plays at Arkansas. That game also at 6 o'clock. The Rangers look to stop a 5-game losing streak when they play the Red Sox today at 12:20. Rangers send Chris Young to the mound. He will start against Tim Wakefield. Rangers have gone 24 straight innings without scoring a run. And Ryan Palmer now leads the Deutsche Bank Open at -8. John Rollins and Shigeki Murayama are tied for second at 7-under. Tiger Woods is in the pack, tied for fourth at 6-under. That's the Ticket Ticker. Serve some barbecues galore. The huge Labor Day sale is going on now at Barbecues Galore. Save up to 25% on grills and up to 40% on accessories. Barbecues Galore, everything you need for barbecuing on sale. Call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, you're listening to The Rant, starring Corby Davidson.
Hello.
With David Lane and Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
We are live and on location at one of our favorite places, Red Wing Shoes, on, it's near Beltline off of Central. So let's figure this out here.
We're just south of Beltline, right?
No, I believe we are north of Beltline. We're between Arapahoe and Beltline. On the Central Expressway service road.
And if you're coming
the
west
side. The west side.
If you're heading north on Central.
What?
Just how loose our directions are.
That was a weird laugh.
Sorry.
That was. I don't know what was happening all of a sudden.
When you're heading north from Highland Park.
Oh my gosh.
What? Where you and Justin live? Yeah, when you're coming from where everyone lives, right? Either UP or HP. Are you coming from the hood?
Just head up. UP is the hood to Corby.
Yuck. Are you kidding?
You would never talk to anyone from UP.
No way.
You're so HP.
Just be careful when you cross 635. Is most of, you know, that's not a nice area. But once you do, exit Beltline and just kind of loop around.
I know. I think it's Arapahoe, right?
Oh, it is?
Exit Arapahoe? Exit Arapahoe and then loop back around.
Oh, exit Arapahoe.
Yeah, it's between Beltline and Arapahoe on the west service road of 75. God, we suck. This is the worst broadcast ever.
And gas up, all UHPers, because, I mean,
you don't want to run out of gas.
No,
you don't. Anywhere outside of Highland Park.
You don't want to break down north of 635.
No. Wow.
Because there's people over here who don't have enough zeros in their bank account for Kirby.
There are people out here who send their kids to public school.
Oh, my
What's
gosh.
That?
Are you...
What do you mean?
That's what Highland Park people do, Dave.
Not if they're really rich.
Where do they go then?
St. Mark's.
Oh.
Yeah, Highland Park. I'm like to send my kid to Highland Park High School. Yeah.
All right, so it's 10:18 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Red Wing Shoes, that's where we are. You can come by here and register to win ticket T-shirts. And that Eduardo Nájera autographed basketball.
Yeah, right there. See it?
What is that, like a flotation device, a signature flotation device? Eduardo Nájera.
If you're a big fan of Golden State, you might want that.
Bo Jackson autographed baseball.
Tell me, man.
And gift certificates to McClellan Guns.
Oh, you'll be happy with that.
We have gun gift certificates? Yeah, I will, man. Cause yeah,
get you a clip?
Yeah, what?
What?
Lick me a what?
Get you a clip.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. That's correct, David. Thank you for being here.
Because
I'm feeling a little depressed today.
You ain't killed anything in a week.
So I need to blow something away. I need to find some creature that's smaller than me, smaller than I, and blow it away.
I haven't discussed this subject with my wife because I don't even want to bring it up.
Oh, the sharing a guy?
You're quick to jump on that.
I'm sorry. That's what we were talking about in the car.
The sharing the guy.
Who goes first in that scenario?
Not me.
What?
No, the,
I want to taste him.
Get over here, Nick. What?
Get over here, what?
Richard.
Nick. Oh, okay. Interesting.
The story of the guy who got 10 years, he got the maximum sentence for animal cruelty. Did you see that? You had to have seen this.
Corby, there are 250 dead children in Russia, but of course your wife won't let you read stories about that because that's not animal rights.
No, I did read it. I haven't talked to her about it because I can't imagine what her reaction would be. But
well, they are children, so they're almost puppies.
Right, and it's really Russia.
Is that the way Julie views it?
They're almost puppies.
If we can't find another dog, we might as well have a kid. They're as close to puppies as we can find.
And then when they turn four, we can set them free.
Right.
No, the guy, this is sickening. And I'm telling you right now.
What did he do?
He had two Rottweilers or pit bulls that were like trained
killing machines.
And so.
He's a machine.
Oh, it's Colonel Troutman. Hey, how you doing?
How are you, Corby?
Good.
Good.
You seen Rambo lately?
I trained him.
You did?
Yes.
What did you train him to do?
He's a machine. A killing machine. You won't find him.
Why not?
Because I trained him. He's a machine.
Why is he in a loop like that?
Because he is. That's all he was in that stupid movie.
Brian Dennehy and all his dumbass policemen sitting around like going, who is this John Rambo? I can tell you. He just comes out of nowhere.
Comes out of nowhere.
Pops in the tent.
Yeah.
Right in his beret. Cocky. I'm Richard Crenna. That's right. Richard Crenna. I'm playing Colonel Troutman in this movie.
He's trained.
They cut that part out.
To kill. Period.
All right, what were you saying about Justin Leonard being a jerk? You still on that?
What were you saying about Tyson Henry?
Okay, he needs a haircut worse than I do.
I like his hair.
Oh, okay.
No, he was talking about tasting Julie and the guy at the same time.
Yeah, what's with that?
So this idiot, and I'm promising you, I would kill this man if I saw this happen.
You would kill the human being?
I would take his life. He sicked. What's the past tense of sick?
Sucked.
I don't know the word suck.
Yeah.
So she, totally sicked me.
So this guy just, there's a neighbor's little puppy out in the yard.
Good. Die. Die, puppy.
On the first date?
and he
if I had a gun, I'd blow that puppy away.
He sent his two Rottweilers to kill those dog, and he just sat there and watched it as they tore the thing up, and then they backed off because they got tired.
Oh, God, I'm getting turned on.
They backed off because they got tired, and then he goes and picks the dog up, and it's still breathing.
Starts making out with
it's
it?
Still alive. He's shaking it to get them to go back and get it.
Feel the life passing out of you.
So the dogs go back. They tear the thing to shreds. It's still alive, and the neighbor starts filming this. Instead of calling the cops, he's filming it.
With his pants down?
And he leaves the dog dead to die in the alleyway, and the guy gets the maximum sentence for animal cruelty, which is 10 years. He's going to prison for 10 years for doing this.
And so you think that...
I would kill the guy if that was my dog.
That's wrong, Corby.
I don't care.
That's not death penalty material. Jeez. I just fell through the window.
I guarantee you, if that happened to Jake, and that guy, you just saw that guy just release his dogs on Jake, you don't know what you'd do. You wouldn't be like, okay,
yeah,
hey.
Well, that's in the middle of protecting your animal.
Right.
But you're talking about that you would just kill the guy right now.
No. I'm saying if it happened to me, if that was my dog.
If it was in the heat of the passion.
Right.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, if we were watching The Passion and this happened.
Dave made out during that movie.
I heard that.
I did not.
You know, Craig Miller seriously did.
He went out and got popcorn.
These are the movies that he's gone out on a date to. The Passion of the Christ and Fahrenheit 9/11.
And Schindler's List.
Well, that was the old Seinfeld bit.
Yeah, that he made out during Schindler's List.
Yeah, that you're horny girls with him and just all she wanted to do was make out during Schindler's List. I think that's funny.
Why is that funny? I think that that's inappropriate to do that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, so what all do we need to talk about? We've got
Bill Clinton dying.
And he didn't die. He's having open heart surgery.
Isn't he going to die?
No.
No.
Corbin doesn't understand what death is.
They're taking a vein from his lower body and putting it in his chest.
Right.
We'll talk about that then.
And we also need to talk about the school massacre that Corby thinks is such a lesser story than the puppy killing story.
Where did it happen?
Huh?
Where did that happen?
In Russia.
Eh. They're white.
Oh, well, ouch. That is bad.
It's 1025.
By the way, I want to talk to the two kids from Jesuit over here, too. You guys go to high school?
Because they're rich like you.
Look how rich they are.
Yeah, I want to. I need to see your dad's escrow account.
It's 1025. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, Norm.
football, all the way. It's Pro-Cut, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Second annual Football All the Way. Saturday, September 11th, the Arlington Convention Center dives up some Super Bowl rings. Free autographs from Cowboys champions. Check out the Cowboys Hall of Fame display. Activities for kids and eye candy for the guys. All the Ticket Guys broadcast live with Cowboys champions from 78 to 95 at Pro-Cut Football All the Way.
E-Break Classics.
All right, there's the win. Big doggy dog. Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know. This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yeah. I got a question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number what they nominated song times like three. What? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off.
Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
In the early 1900s, experts predicted that with advancements in technology, by the year 2000, the workday would only be 2 hours long. They were wrong. But should you really spend your precious 8 hours a day doing something you don't think is a challenge or fun? We may be able to help. If you have some sales experience, just email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com. We're expanding our sales department, and we just might want you. Spend those 40 hours doing something you like until the work week goes down to that predicted 10 hours a week. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay. We also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did. A little play-by-play.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. Always get that
mixed
up.
KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was the University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humbert Inc. logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humbert Inc. banner ad and treat yourself to 2 free dinners at Humbert Inc.'s. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Offer ends 10/30/04. New customers only. Hardware and programming sold separately. Blackout
room. Missing in a category. That's why they call it a sports activity vehicle. Now take that package, add some BMW engineering, and voila. The X3 may not be a monster, but it has a little monster in it. I sent the countertrend, and after one drive, it's the easiest decision you'll ever make. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Maritz BMW of North Arlington for a test drive. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
The Rangers have lost 5 games in a row. Toyota of Dallas and Texas landing cattle bringing the ticker, and they play the Red Sox today at 12:20. Rangers are coming off a 2-0 loss to the Sox last night where Pedro Martinez got the win. Kevin Mintz says Pedro was rolling.
He hit his spots when he needed to, and they said when he needed to get out of jam, he did, and that's the best I've seen him against us. They said he was just excellent tonight as far as just locating pitches and making a pitch when he needed to.
Texas starts their season tonight at home when they play host to UNT. Mack Brown says North Texas is a quality squad.
You better quit worrying about who the opponent is or how many stars are next to their school for tradition. You better get ready to play because everybody's got pretty good players now.
Other games locally, Oklahoma plays Bowling Green at 11 this morning. OSU is at UCLA at 2:30. Colorado State and Colorado play at 7 o'clock, and Texas Tech is at SMU at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And now the Yankees melting down, and their 3-1 loss to the Orioles. Starting pitcher Kevin Brown punched a wall in the clubhouse and ends up fracturing his non-throwing hand. He is out indefinitely. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Your choice for Scholastic scores and more Friday night at 10 with the Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC Friday Night Gladiators. From Fort Union Military Academy, North Texas Tollway Authority, Spring Creek Barbecue, and on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We should mention that we have lovely ticket chicks out here at Red Wing Shoes in Richardson. Look at them. One of them newly engaged. You can come ask her the story about getting engaged to a firefighter that saved her from a burning building. This is an incredible story, and she'll tell you the whole thing. Now, Robbie, the other ticket chick, is not engaged, although
that's good news.
Many of us would love to be engaged to her.
Are you still single, Robbie? You're dating? That's too bad.
Who are you dating? Robbie, where do you have a mic?
Are you dating one person or many people?
Didn't I tell you to not date?
Come here, Robbie.
Wasn't that our agreement?
as a ticket chick, you must come on the air whenever we request it.
Yeah.
How old are you, Robbie?
I'm 23.
23.
Are you still in school or are you done now?
I just quit grad school.
You just quit grad school?
I did.
Why is that? Is your boyfriend wealthy?
No, I want to do pharmaceutical sales.
Really?
Yes.
And you don't need grad school for that?
No.
Aren't you an Aggie?
I'm an Aggie.
What were you in grad school for?
Occupational therapy.
Which is confusing. What is that again?
It's like physical therapy.
But it's different.
It's like for carpal tunnel?
You could be, yes, if you're a hand therapist. It's kind of like getting people to do what they want to do again, whether it's cooking, eating.
Oh, in other words, it's specific physical therapy.
Kind of, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I see.
So. I have a buddy of mine who does that, and he does very well.
Yeah.
But pharmaceutical sales is a nice profession as well.
I think so.
I'm a guy, right?
Right.
Tell me some pharmaceuticals. Let's see what you got.
Oh, I haven't been trained yet.
Oh.
I don't have a job yet. I'm just looking.
Oh, you haven't been hired.
No. Mm-hmm.
You want to give your email address?
Sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. If you're looking to hire, you want someone who... Now, Robbie can, I don't know if she's got the rap down to where she can sell, you know, having people carry her line of pharmaceuticals, but she certainly has the look. I mean, wouldn't you buy from her?
I would buy all your drugs.
What you got?
I'll buy
a dime bag right now from you.
Okay.
What you got?
Okay.
I'll buy a case of Valium right now.
All right.
All right, you've made two sales already.
I'll give my email.
Okay, what's your email address?
But realize that you're going to get mostly dirty P1s emailing you and probably no job offer.
But if there's one
But there might be.
Offer,
you never know.
So I guarantee you, at least one of your emails is going to be like, hey, are you horny?
And you don't have to. You don't even have to reply
have
back
to
me.
I don't have to respond.
Wait, give me. Can I have a pen real quick?
No, David, just... Listen to it on our... What's your email?
Okay. It's R-O-B-L-I-Z.
Rob Liz?
Yes. My middle name's Elizabeth.
Okay.
16@AOL.com.
Good Lord.
Rob Liz 16@AOL.com.
Yes.
Okay. Be prepared to change that here in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now, Robbie, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Hong Kong Paul just showed up.
Hey, look at Hong Kong Paul.
All right.
Look at him.
How you doing?
Is he cuter than your boyfriend?
Look at this.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
You're not attracted to Hong Kong Paul, are you? Be honest. It's okay.
I don't know.
What if he got LASIK? What if he got LASIK? Would that...
We tried to get Hong Kong Paul LASIK, and he wouldn't go for it.
Why wouldn't he go for it?
I don't know.
He likes out-of-style eyewear.
Coke bottle glasses that he's got.
Look at those things. They're incredibly thick.
We want to get him a haircut. We could have had you looking like Brad Pitt in a week, Hong Kong Paul.
Well, there's no Chinese Brad Pitt.
Right, the Chinese Brad Pitt.
Is there a Chinese Brad Pitt?
There should be. Jet Li, I guess.
Yeah.
How's he doing these days?
Good.
He just had that hero movie.
I didn't see it.
No, I didn't either.
Does he look like Brad Pitt? Is he good looking?
He's hot.
Good looking. I mean, you know.
Now, is he full blown? Does he have full blown Chinese? Or
yeah.
He...
It's not a disease.
So what's the story with your boyfriend, Robbie?
Well, he's not. I mean, we just started dating.
Oh, so you're just dating.
How old is he?
He's 24.
Okay.
I figured, Robbie, how old did you go?
You work for him?
Yes.
He's your boss?
Station?
Mm-hmm. One of my bosses.
Seth Mitchell?
No. I do a lot of promotions for a lot of agencies. So he's just one of the... Bacardi. He's my Bacardi boss.
He's your Bacardi rep?
Mm. Yes.
I see.
How old did you go, Robbie?
How old would I go?
Yeah.
What's the oldest guy you would date?
I've dated a 33-year-old.
I'm still in the window.
Same here.
Not me, I'm 34.
Not about age.
It's not about age.
It isn't.
No. You can't not
about
date
age?
Someone because of age.
No.
What did you say?
No, age. Age.
Oh, not about age.
I got you.
Our
got
money.
You.
Our look.
All right.
What's it about then? What's left?
The heart.
Oh, that.
The heart?
Oh, you'll get over that.
I'm not a gold digger. I'm not that way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm loaded.
I am.
I'm loaded.
What do you think is a good salary for a guy to make?
I don't know. Anything above 50 is good.
Anything above 50?
Or 40. I mean, with two salaries, you got it made. Like, if you're married, you're both making money, you can...
How much do you want to eventually make?
You can make six figures selling pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Because you're good looking. How does it feel to win the genetic lottery like this? I mean, you're good looking, therefore you don't have to do anything in life.
That's not true.
It isn't?
No.
You're going to eventually be like...
I'm looking for a job right now. I don't have one yet.
A cute little mommy running around, and you're not going to have to work.
I want
to
do that eventually.
You just want to be a mommy.
You want to try?
For a while. Yeah.
First?
I'll make you a mommy.
No, no, I don't want to cry first. I want a dog first.
I will make you a mommy so hard. Oh, my gosh.
But then when they're all grown, I want to have a job again because I'll be bored.
Do you want to start trying right after the show?
No, not quite.
You try during the show.
I'm not ready to have a kid.
I'll broadcast and, you know, you just get down here
I'm
and do the Jim Morrison
myself.
Treatment. And, okay, yeah, yeah, you are kind of a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that weird to think that Corby could be your father?
I don't think he could be.
It's possible.
We're the same age. We are 1 year apart.
Oh, I'm confused.
But it's possible to father a child at the
12?
Age of 11.
It is. That
I knew a girl. I knew a girl in sixth grade who got knocked up.
Yeah.
Really?
It happened.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a hot button issue. You know the.
That's a real good escape.
All right, Robbie, well, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much.
God bless you. That's Robbie. She's one of our ticket chicks. She's out here available to talk to you, the 3G, if you come out to Red Wing Shoes on the service road of Central Expressway between Beltline and Arapahoe. It's on the west side.
21 minutes till my life improves.
Stop. We're not talking about that stupid game. I don't even know what it is. What is it, basketball? What's happening these days?
You don't play stupid, dumb Gordon.
I really don't know what's happening.
What are we doing, hockey now? No, you playing hockey?
I don't hunt like James Gunn. Oh, would you?
Oh, wait.
Oh, would you? There was something I was going to get into. Oh, this 3-1 comes out here and hands us this new kind of water. It's called Buzz Water, and this is very unstable. It's caffeinated water.
It's got the power of, like, 10 Cokes in this little, what is it?
Yeah, what is it? Coke has how many milligrams? Coke has around 30 to 35 milligrams of caffeine.
This is a 16-ounce bottle, and it's got 200 milligrams of caffeine in it.
Right. And it's supposed to be natural spring water. It displays itself as caffeinated natural spring water.
Have you tasted it? Yeah, we have like Ozarka, and then we have the
Buzz water.
And the Buzz water kind of smells and tastes like tank water.
Taint water?
No, tank water, like you just siphoned it out of a fish tank.
You think taint water would be a hot seller at the grocery store?
That is a horrible product to sell.
We squeeze the freshest taint.
No, I think taint water would just be water that's been run over a taint, like just poured over a taint into a bottle.
Well, what are you talking about?
How do you get that job?
Be the taint?
Of taint models.
Just get in the stirrups and have them pour water over you for 8 hours.
See, that's how Robbie ought to prove that she can sell, because if she can sell bottles of taint water, then she's a good salesperson.
She can sell anything.
Well, I mean, if Robbie says I should drink it, I'll drink
it. Not everyone has that voice.
Why not?
I would drink it if it was Robbie's taint water.
Look at that. You're embarrassing her.
You are disgusting.
That is, you know, that's...
By the way...
Yes.
Tampons are amazing.
What?
Tampons are amazing.
That's not a point to make, Corby.
I don't...
Huh.
I'm sorry.
What was that in context of?
Hey, I was really proud to see the rant.
It was really proud.
I being the it. It was really proud of it to...
What?
I don't know what he's...
For
bad broadcasting.
For the rant. You know, we were all out at the David Cunha fun run. I saw Dave Lane.
He needs to change that last name, by the way.
My partner. And
if he's going to be making all these headlines, he needs to get rid of that last name.
And we were really supporting the station and the show. And where were you, Gordon?
Well, Corby, I choose not to do my charity work in front of everyone.
Oh.
Like you guys, making a big show of this. I help the Cunha family in my own private way.
By praying?
I don't even think I did that much.
You know, I think they
Thank
raised
you.
I think they raised seriously like $50,000 for him.
It was packed.
It was a huge, huge turnout.
Hey, where's Rob? You knew the guy. You went to school with David Cunniff.
At Woodrow? Were you out there the other day? No, that's too bad.
I don't know if we want to bring Rob on, though, to talk about David.
You didn't like him?
He was okay.
Well, that's not
the point. They were rivals.
Wasn't the point that whether or not he was a good guy in high school.
But, no, here's the issue. What if you found out...
Oh.
What?
By the way, I guess we should reset if people don't know who David Koch
is. Right, yeah, David, tell the story.
He was the guy who was paralyzed from, like, the chest down or waist down. He got beat up and took a fall at Gypsy Tea Room at an old 97 show, got beat up by a skinhead. And they had a 5K fundraiser for him on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. All this is allegedly.
No, it's all true.
Oh. Well, okay. Now, this, I'm not talking about the David kind of situation. I'm talking about a hypothetical situation that's very similar in many ways to the, to that one. If you found out that he started the fight, does that make a difference?
Like, in by starting it, what are you saying?
Let's say,
what did he do?
I'm not saying, now this guy, I don't think, started it, and I think that that's, those are the facts, that he didn't start this fight. But I'm saying, what if there was a similar situation that happened, and the guy who ends up getting hurt was the guy who started
the aggressor.
Fight? The aggressor.
Yeah, you definitely feel less sorry for him in that case.
Corby?
Are there dogs involved?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes a difference.
Okay.
I mean, if he whips out a bottle, and the guy's just like, well, it's kind of self-defense, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. But if, you know, from what we know, this skinhead dude pretty much literally broke a bottle over his head. So.
And, you know, something else that is concerning to me on this, and I don't even know why I'm bringing this up, because it's a can't-win discussion for me. But
I thought
idea,
you always won every discussion.
No, I rarely win any discussion. Is the idea of letting your health insurance lapse and how responsible that is
not
if
the
you
point,
are
though.
A parent.
Not the point. I know it's bad. I've had that conversation,
no,
too.
I know it's not the point of this. The fact is the guy did, and people are, the
right.
community's coming together to help
right.
him. And that's great. But it does bring up the point of what can we learn from this situation. And one of the things is, people need to examine how responsible it is if they are a parent to allow your health insurance to lapse. The way people act almost cavalierly in the sense that they just, you know, well, because I've heard people joke around about it before, but I don't have any health insurance and I haven't had it in years.
And look at what could happen. I mean, like
in
that.
In an instant.
Yeah. Much less cancer or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
and so you imagine this situation, if it, let's say he had just taken a fall off a ladder. I think he was a painter. He did a lot of house painting and stuff. And he just took a fall off a ladder and he didn't have health insurance. And in other words, if it wasn't some big rallying cry point for the community to get involved, his injury, the nature mm-hmm. of his injury, then his family is stuck with all those bills for forever.
Yeah. You know, that probably happens every day. It's probably happened today. Something like that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll never hear about it.
So, Dave, you have the health insurance, right?
Not at the moment.
David?
I just started a new job, and it hasn't started yet.
I'm jumping Dave right after this remote.
See,
I'm jumping him, and I'm beating the hell out of him.
And he's not
leaving me for dead on the sidewalk.
We're not having a fun run for
you. Nope, there'll be no fun run. No fun run for you.
Don't tell people that I don't have insurance.
They're going to want to jump you?
I cannot wait to not have a fun run for you. What? Okay. All right, so what were we talking about? Oh, so you guys were out at the fun run and you did the 5K.
It was really cool. It was just cool to see that Lakewood community kind of, you know, gather around and get behind him. And
now, where is
nice.
This Lakewood?
It's just kind of it's a little bit east of HP and UP.
Okay, that helps me out a little bit. So it's like, what, Nepal? Or
no, it's just on the other side of Central Expressway.
Nepal.
Africa, right?
No.
Central Expressway.
Dallas.
Well, I don't know. Anything outside of the Park Cities is Russia, right?
It's just kind
of
gross.
It's just Russia?
Anything that's not covered in D Magazine, you know.
Then I have no interest in. None whatsoever.
Anything that
I count on D Magazine to deliver me... to me, the diversity of the world.
All I read is D Magazine and Alan Papard's column.
And Paper City.
That's it.
Yep.
And that's how I get my information.
That's how you get informed.
Yeah. Oh, I see that Angie Harmon was at Miko Sina the other night. That's wonderful.
She was noshing on Sunset Enchiladas.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice? You know what? I consider diversity University Park.
Right, because I think
I'm
that,
in Highland Park, and the way I show that I have diverse friends is that I'll talk to some people who live in University Park.
I think in University Park there are probably about two or three homeowners of color.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I hate black guys.
I'm not counting renters.
And I think a lot of the people in University Park, they'll hire both Mexican and Asian lawn workers. So it really gives a good base as
Why
far
Why do you want
as,
a bag on Hong Kong Paul like that?
I forgot he was here.
Oh, no, Corby. Hey, you know, and which, what did this happen? A year ago when a black family was the first black family to own a home in Highland Park, I believe.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
In the history of Highland Park, a year ago, it was the first time a black family had owned a home.
You are kidding me.
No. And you know what the headline was in the Highland Park newspaper? What
Gazette?
Are they? Yeah.
No, I don't know.
The White Person Times?
The Whitey Times.
Time to Move?
No, it was There Goes the Neighborhood.
Bull, that's such a
no,
lie.
No, swear.
That, Gordon,
who can back me up? Tim's backing me up on this.
That,
you guys remember it?
There's
yeah.
no way. That would have been national headline.
It was news, but I was surprised that it didn't get more coverage than
I
this.
Am challenging this.
It's true.
Okay, why did
you
we
remember
ever talk
Dave,
about
seriously,
it?
You remember
yes,
talking
I remember.
About it on the air? Yeah, we talked about it on the air.
I need to see that. I don't believe that.
We talked about it in the air,
this
yeah.
2004.
Yes. Or 2003.
There
yeah.
goes the neighborhood.
There goes the neighborhood, and it was a story about
I mean, it
black
was,
family.
They were trying to make a tongue-in-cheek headline.
But
well,
it's
that's
pretty
real tongue-in-cheek.
Insensitive.
It was very insensitive, but they were trying to be funny.
How is that funny? Where's the comedy in that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Corby's all high-minded all of a sudden. Hey, what are these people joking about these days?
People are so racially insensitive. God.
I mean, that's racial.
What'd you say, Jason?
Who?
Oh.
Okay,
let's
joining
go to
us now
special
is a correspondent
special correspondent.
Hi, you're on AM.
Phone.
Is it Wolanski?
I thought the headline was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, it's Skin.
No, this is I'm Highland Park.
Did you? Okay.
You're Highland Park.
Seriously.
Gosh, the city is calling us.
Can you confirm that headline?
The headline was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Which is another racial reference. It may have been Guess Who's Coming
okay,
to
Dinner.
Okay, well,
so is that a reference to, like, when your daughter's dating a black guy?
It's the movie, like, Guess Who's
yeah.
Coming to Dinner. Sidney Poitier was in it, I think.
They had a picture of the black family moving in with Katharine Hepburn helping them unload the moving truck.
Are you serious?
I'm Highland Park.
And you approve of that.
Thank
oh,
you for
geez.
The update. You know what?
What?
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is much better than There Goes the Neighborhood.
Well, I think there was also a There Goes the Neighborhood.
I think you're lying. It wasn't a two-parter.
After the jump, it said Guess Who's Coming
I
to Dinner.
I think the first run of the paper, the headline was White Power, and then the second run
The Bulldog
was,
Edition?
Yeah, then the second run was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Is it the Bulldog Edition? Is that the first one? You're in paper. Do you know that?
You're in paper.
You're in paper.
What city is that from?
Toilet paper. I meant toilet paper.
Only girls use urine paper. Boys don't have to.
It's 10:51 on the ticket.
Let's get into Clinton next. Is that good? Oh, my God.
Your weekly mission, explore the Sports Page universe. The Sports Page, Dallas-Fort Worth's only free weekly sports newspaper. You'll launch into page after page of hot sports opinions, hot chick picks, and hot air from our galactic gas bags. Skin on the NBA, Big Ben on the Rangers, terminations from Planet Bob, and the new black hole in the middle of the ticket's P1 page, darker than Uranus and Pluto, and all those other planets. It's the Great Gordo's Rant, now in print. Pick up a copy.
E-Brake Classic.
Wow. Now, what did I do? Let me protest.
Let him tell.
Let's listen to it first, and then you can try to defend yourself, Junior.
Because imagine if you had three Gordons as your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how draining would that be?
Well, hey, my parents had, but this was 10 years before I came along, they had 6, 4, 2, and newborn.
Mm.
Three Gordons would drive you to be Andrea Yates.
Norm?
Hi, Norm.
Norm's laughing! Norm, don't laugh!
Well, I have a problem. See, everybody has a sort of a humor breaking point, and I am the worst layout person on the station.
He can't lay out, he can just hang on to something and kick it for a while.
He loves Andrea Gates' humor.
Wide selection in the vending machine. Finding a good spot in the parking garage. Trying to keep your boss from discovering you are listening to Stellar Talk Radio online. If these are the biggest challenges you face during your workday, and you need more intellectual stimulation, we just may be able to help. We're expanding our sales department at KLAF, and we just might want you. If you have some sales experience, email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com and overcome the challenges. We have a great vending selection, too. Susquehanna, Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
It's the Tickets E-Break Classics.
I protest. Thank God we get to listen to this again.
I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
A misquote or something.
Makeup?
Going on there. Yeah.
Well, that's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Oops.
Put her on all fours and marry her. What? Also,
do you know we're on the air?
Also in sexually active tennis news.
Don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed. There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week. As you move up the charts. Congratulations.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Making the rest of the real guys look bad. So grab a real Rocky Mountain Coors or next used car or truck. Our expert appraisers can show you the kinds of things they look for when they determine the value of a car. Of course, they look for things like normal wear and tear, but they also look for quality issues that aren't so easy to see. Take frame damage, for example. When a car has been in a major accident with frame damage, the repair shop will often stretch the frame back into position. CarMax guarantees that we will not sell any car with frame damage. See store for details. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dallas Fort Worth's ticket.
It's the first college football Saturday of the year, and Oklahoma kicks off their season against Bowling Green. Lone Star of McKinney and Coffee Golf Custom Shafts up bring you the ticker. Bob Stoops sizes up the opponent.
With a good number of starters back, heck, 11 games, won their bowl game, beat Purdue at Purdue, and took Ohio State to the wire at Ohio State. So we're fully aware of their potential and what a solid team they are.
Other games of note, OSU plays at UCLA, 2:30. UNT takes on Texas at 6. Also at 6, Baylor faces UAB. And Texas Tech plays SMU at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Raiders are 7 games behind Boston in the search for the wild card. They'll try to make it only 6 when they play the Bo Sox today at 12:20. Raiders send Chris Young to the mound to take on Tim Wakefield. And at the Deutsche Bank Open, John Rollins is leading at 9-under. Tiger Woods has moved up and is tied for 2nd at 8-under. And 4th, Shigeki Maruyama. He is at 7-under. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wondering if a mime is arrested, do they have the right to remain silent?
It's 10:57 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the Corby Davidson Show, a.k.a. The Rant, on location at Red Wing Shoes. We're on the access road of Central Expressway between Beltline and Arapaho on the west side. Stop by and see us. We've got the pizza.
Hey, come back here.
What?
Corby's trying to get a better view of the TV.
Corby, stop.
What?
Corby's getting ready to watch the Oklahoma-LSU game.
Don't bring that game up.
And so we're doing a show, though, Corby.
Okay, yeah. I'll come back.
And as always, we have a nice crowd here at Red Wing Shoes. We're popular in Richardson. Richardson's our home.
Papa John's, raw pizza.
You can come out here and get a guy's guide. There's
the brand new guy's guide.
Yeah, the brand new guy's guide to the Cowboys, and it's got a page in there for the Rant, although I'm suspiciously absent.
Yeah, why aren't you in the picture?
I don't know.
I always love the way, it's so cheap, the way they put Corby and I, like we pose together.
They photoshopped you?
Yes. All those things are photoshopped. I'll see pictures that I go, when did we ever do this? And then you notice that there's about 15 different exposures of people that are in it. Anytime they assemble a whole ticket team in a shot, it's always from different locations.
Your arm is pasted on George's body?
Yeah. I mean, it's all unstable stuff like that. It's like pictures of Norm three hips ago, you know? All right, so Bill Clinton.
Oh, no.
What's Jamie doing out here, our promotions director?
No, I didn't even see Jamie.
You're what?
She's checking on her people.
Oh, she's just checking on people?
Yeah. She random checks.
Like checking on Robbie? Even Jamie's attracted to Robbie.
It's like random.
Everyone loves Robbie.
You know how, like, if you're in the NFL substance abuse program, they can come to your door at any time?
She's like...
Jamie does that.
She's secret shopping.
Right. Right. I love Jamie.
Would you?
That was loud.
Oh. Sorry. Okay, so Bill Clinton has shortness of breath and is feeling some tightness in his chest.
God, he ought to go to the hospital.
He did, Corby. I'm doing the story now.
Oh.
And so he goes to the hospital, and they say that he has a sausage link in a ventricle, and so he's going to have the bypass.
I know. I don't think that's in the story.
Oh, well, whatever.
It was a partial blockage.
Partial blockage. And so he's going to have the...
What was he doing when he had shortness of breath and chest pain?
What do you think? So my question is this. He's a former president, which you assume they have the best health care ever.
Uh-huh.
Better than in Canada?
Yes. Why did they not know about this before? How was he only finding out about it when he has symptoms?
Because a lot of times with the heart, you're not going to know anything unless you do a stress test.
I would think he would have stress tests every year he was president.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe it snuck up on him.
Well, I would think, like, how far down does the secession of command go?
Oh.
Like, down to, like, the Speaker of the House?
Oh, it goes beyond that.
No, but I'm saying it's the Speaker of the House, like, 4 deep or 5 deep.
Yeah, something like that.
So maybe from, like, 4 deep up, like, they should all have bionic hearts, just to make sure.
I don't think that's the point. I think you ought to first check and see how the natural heart is doing.
But
I just don't understand.
You're just cutting out any possible malfunction of the heart that way.
I'm such a hypochondriac that if I'm as rich as Bill Clinton, I get a full checkup every year.
A body scan?
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
My dad.
Here it is. It's all about Corby's life, and
my dad had heart surgery. I'm getting into it.
What a wuss.
So he was taking.
Oh, my heart hurts. I'm a Corby daddy. I've got to have surgeries all the time.
He was taking me to the airport one day, and he's like, "Man, I think
my heart fell out."
He's like, "Man, I think I got the flu. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel good." So he goes in the next day to the doctor. The doctor. Like, have you ever had a stress test? He's
sure,
like,
you have a vagina.
did you give birth to Corby? And put him on a stress test, and he was on the operating table the next day. They said he could have a heart attack, like, within that week.
Really?
And so if you don't have specific tests done like that, I mean, if Bill Clinton's been healthy for the last 50 years, there's no need to put him on a treadmill and give him a stress test.
Yes, there is, to make sure that you're healthy.
He is healthy. He has checkups, and there's probably no sign of it.
But just the same as your dad, when he was driving that vagina to the airport, or whatever your story was, he could have had a heart attack at any moment. So he would have benefited by knowing that he had this problem before he had the symptoms.
You're right.
And that's what I'm saying. If I'm Bill Clinton and I have all the money and I can afford to have stress tests every year, why not have one every year?
Well, you know what? Half of the city can afford to have stress tests every year. That's not the point.
Okay. Well, where's the city?
Well, we're surrounded by it.
I'm going to live in the half that has the stress test.
I'm getting back on the line.
I'm just saying that not everyone does that. Not everyone's freaked out about that. If you've never had any signs of heart problems ever,
well,
it doesn't run in your family.
So, I'm a hypochondriac. So I want
to
know.
So Clinton was on the way to the airport and he
the
vagina rushed into the hospital.
You really got your story.
I'm sure this woman coming in here to buy boots is enjoying your Bill Clinton story. Of course, she has no idea what's happening right now. So what about you? If you could afford to have... I mean, are you concerned about your health?
I don't even get checkups.
Really?
I get a checkup.
Heath Corby, he's invincible.
Yeah. He's right. No, I get a checkup every other year.
See, I go every year for physical.
I should. I just don't. I'm in good health. I know that.
Oh, my gosh. So basically, you're daring God to do something to you.
No, I'm not daring God. I'm just saying I know that I'm in good health. I don't do a lot of things that would put me in jeopardy of...
So you're saying that you couldn't get, like right now, you couldn't get, Hodgkin's disease?
I'm susceptible to anything that everybody else is to, but I'm saying just for general health. Yeah, I know that I could get cancer, right? I may have a lump in my brain right now the size of a softball that I'm not aware of.
But you're saying that even if you did have that, you're in good health.
No, I'm saying outside of just the random stuff that happens to people, I'm in good health.
Even with all the pipe smoking?
With what you do to your lungs every night.
All right.
With that unfiltered crud going into your lungs, you're saying that that's healthy?
Yes.
Your throat is covered in tar.
It's good for you.
That's right. It's not as bad because it's the additives they put in it.
You can make a flag of hemp. That's what Betsy Ross did.
Call me.
All right, that's the Bill Clinton story. So he's going to have open heart surgery. He's going to have bypass surgery where they take a vein or an artery from his leg and insert it into his baboon heart, and then all of a sudden he becomes vice president.
Well, I don't know about that.
So I don't understand why they bypass instead of just rooting out the blockage.
I don't know. I guess it's harder to root out the blockage than it is to bypass it.
I don't think it's possible right now to do that. Now, I think we're close to doing that, but right now
we are. Blockage?
You and I are.
What about,
not we, is the entire world.
Angioplasty and stents and those things, that's rooting it out. Anyway, so that's the story there. Did anybody watch the Republican National Convention or watch any of that stuff?
I didn't watch a minute of it.
I didn't either. And I actually did watch the Democratic one. I watched John Kerry speak, but I didn't watch President Bush speak. Has everybody made up your mind who you're going to vote for?
No. I don't know if I'm going to vote.
See, I don't vote either.
Stay off jury duty?
It's not just the jury duty. It's just you guys know me. I always try to keep my name out of public records and everything, and they make it impossible for you to be a good citizen and keep your name out of the Internet,
but
your address and stuff.
The worst part is you have to stand in line with common people.
Yeah, you may have to talk to someone, Gordon.
I mean, if they come to the station and let me vote, then okay, I'll do it.
They set up a booth?
Yeah.
Bring your voting booth to your house?
Yeah, they just set up a little voting booth that I can walk in at the station and vote.
Pull the curtain behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting. I know who I'm voting for.
Who are you voting for?
Straight ticket.
Are you a straight ticket voter?
No, never have been.
I only vote, the only time, I think I've maybe voted 3 times in my life.
Don't let that kid switch the channel or Corby will kill him.
No.
But the only times I've voted, I've only voted.
Take his head and ram it into the wall. What are you doing?
Scooters are on, you kid. Bring me a dog.
Yeah.
He's starting to cry. Look at him.
He's a cutie.
He is a cutie. Wearing his little Bob the Builder shirt.
But seriously, move, kid.
Oh, Corby.
You have such beautiful blue eyes.
Now get out!
Blonde hair, blue eyes. He's guaranteed to have a successful life.
Yep. You get many a woman.
Talk to him about it, Corby.
He's at like two. How old is he? Almost two.
He can barely stand.
Almost two. Didn't you say that you knew a girl that got knocked up at two, Corby?
God. You're disgusting. You're absolutely
I said
gross.
Two times.
No, you didn't.
What was it? She was in sixth grade?
Yeah. Sixth grade.
You knew her.
She was in my school. And she quickly left my school.
That is so disturbing.
She went to the school for whores?
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Where is that school, by the way? I almost started being a bus driver for that school. So was this a case of...
I don't know. No, I have no idea. I didn't know what... this was a big rumor that was going around, and eventually...
Well, if it's a rumor, that's not really confirmed, then.
Well, you know how sixth grade is. I mean, you
trust everyone. Yeah, did you hear she had to leave school because she was... witchcraft.
That's how stupid
she had a small
are.
Toad in her stomach.
Isn't sixth grade when they split the guys and the girls up and you go watch the film?
Fifth grade.
Is
I snuck into
grade?
The girls' film.
Did
yeah.
you?
I sat in the back and did my business
Woo.
While watching the films. I didn't sound like that.
Could you work one up when you were in fifth grade?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so wait a second. So you never heard whether this was another sixth grader that...
No.
Got her in this condition.
No, we never knew.
Did you get that?
I got it.
Okay.
No, that we don't know who.
That happened.
I know it does, but let's...
We're still investigating right now.
Boy, this is a long investigation.
I know.
The girl's 40 now.
The statute of limitations is probably up.
Okay. So I'm tired of driving the show. Somebody do something.
Coming up next, we discuss the tragedy in Russia.
KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.
I am
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, covering the Cowboys from one end of the field to the other. It's been 10 Cowboy seasons full of HSOs, and here we go again. Preseason's done, and we're staring down NFL Week 1. Next Sunday at 3, the Cowboys travel to Minnesota to take on the Vikings, and we're all over it with the Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff pregame show beginning at 1. Then after the game, it's The Ticket Cowboys postgame show with Dale Hansen. As Bill and the boys start fresh, we're talking Cowboys, buddy.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
Sports information staff. Well, they know who he is now. Because the Jasper stumped him.
And
who? The Jasper.
Hey, Barry.
Wow. Barry fucking stiff there.
Proud of that one.
They're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers. Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had
that
those moments here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is.
What they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jasper.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
In the early 1900s, experts predicted that with advancements in technology, by the year 2000, the workday would only be 2 hours long. They were wrong. But should you really spend your precious 8 hours a day doing something you don't think is a challenge or fun? We may be able to help. If you have some sales experience, just email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com. We're expanding our sales department, and we just might want you. Spend those 40 hours doing something you like until the work week goes down to that predicted 10 hours a week. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break Classics.
You got me now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on here. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddy called back. Fred,
you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like Polish
well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
But I've got these big fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally.
And, hey,
being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out. Wow, I'm doing the way out.
Okay, I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. The Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to two free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Here in Fort Worth, Hawk Electronics throughout the Metroplex and any Tweeter Hi-Fi store in your area.
In this Sunday's Dallas Morning News, in the last 5 decades, firefighters have raised more than $200 million for the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Find out why they now need your help today in Parade. Sunday in Travel, looking for a way to take a bargain trip? One woman reveals the experience she and her family had in Ireland while staying in hostels rather than in personal hotels. Pick up your copy of Sunday's Dallas Morning News, available today at grocery and convenience stores. Know the full story Sunday in
the Dallas Morning News.
Kim, have you lost weight?
Oh, yeah, Doug. Thanks for noticing.
Doing that low-carb thing?
No, no. Just taking better care of myself. I've been reading the new Healthy Living section in the Dallas Morning News on Tuesdays. It's got features on diet, exercise, local health care, coping with stress. Just great tips for a healthy lifestyle.
Healthy Living. Yeah, I'll check that out. I wonder how I missed it.
You're too tense. Probably distracted.
Really?
Yeah. Relax. Try doing yoga.
Healthy Living. Look for it every Tuesday inside the Dallas Morning News and at dallasnews.com.
Makeover Houston Magazine invites you to be a part of Monday Night Makeovers, the first and only makeover panel discussion and internet webcast. You will have the opportunity to interact with Houston's hottest makeover specialists, featuring Isabelle Bralet of the BioSilk Spa, as she discusses the important benefits of total relaxation and stress management. If you have ever had questions about plastic surgery, vision correction, relaxation therapy, or general image enhancement, then you don't want to miss this incredible and informative opportunity on September 13th at the Galleria JW Marriott Hotel, kicking off at 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Attend the live panel discussion or log on to the internet broadcast at MondayNightMakeovers.com. Live from the Galleria JW Marriott Hotel, Monday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register now at MondayNightMakeovers.com for the premiere of Monday Night Makeovers. Live from the Galleria JW Marriott, September 13th at 7 p.m. Log on to MondayNightMakeovers.com or call 713-789-7333 for more information.
Visit Maritz BMW of North Arlington for a test drive. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
The Ticket.
Texas Tech travels to Dallas when they play SMU at 7. Wolverine DuraShocks and Toyota of Dallas bring you the ticker. And while Tech isn't known for their defense, Mike Leaf says it has improved.
We've got a pretty good group back. We started 7 freshmen last year, which, you know, the benefit is you've got some young guys with real early experience you're going to have for a while.
You can hear that game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Some notable scores locally, Oklahoma and Bowling Green just kicked off. It is scoreless in the first quarter. Later today, OSU plays at UCLA at 2:30. UNT and UT kick off at 6. New Mexico State plays at Arkansas at 6. And Colorado plays host to Colorado State. That game is at 7 o'clock. Rangers haven't scored a run in 24 innings. They will try to break that streak at 12:20 this afternoon when they play Boston. Rangers were shut out last night 2-0. Pedro Martinez got the win, and John Logsdon suffered the loss. And Team USA beat Slovakia in the World Cup of Hockey 3-1. Bill Guerin scored a goal in the game for the Americans. That's a ticket ticker at Service and Barbecues Galore. The huge Labor Day sale is going on now at Barbecues Galore. Save up to 25% on grills and up to 40% on accessories. Barbecues Galore, everything you need for barbecuing on sale. Call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sign up now at theticket.com and whack it around at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club during the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham & Miller Open, September 24th. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, North Texas Nissan, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay. It's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to the Corby Davidson Show.
Hello.
With Dave Lane and Gordon Keith riding shotgun.
Good morning.
Corby, take it away. And now here he is. It's your buddy, Corby.
There you go.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Gordon.
Any more pizza left?
It seems that the Russia school siege ends in bloodshed.
That's what I see on the headline there for the morning news.
Jeez.
Gordon, did you do this story on Friday?
No. Doesn't affect me.
This is shocking.
250 people, most of them children, are dead, Gordon.
I don't understand. Islamic guerrillas stormed their school Wednesday, ended in an hour-long battle with Russian troops. So did the Russian troops decide to
Are we going to rock out this whole segment?
Did the Russian police say, okay, these kids are all going to die unless we storm the building? You know, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Why didn't they wait it out? You know what? It reeks of what happened.
Did the Islamic militants start picking off hostages, and they decided?
See, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, they probably at some point decided that they needed to do something, or they were just going to kill them all.
27 of the fighters described as Chechens, Russians, English, and Arabs were killed. And
Ringo Starr joining us.
And at least three were captured. And you remember the movie theater incident when there was it was a couple years ago in the
We went to go see Empire Strikes Back?
No, in Russia. There was something, it's Fort Town, by the way, it's good news for Oklahoma. There was some movie theater incident where there was a hostage situation, and the Russian government decided that it'd be a good idea to storm the theater, and it was horrible because they ended up gassing a lot of the people in there, and a lot of them died. And it would just seem that they would have tried to wait this thing out.
So you think the Russians were a little trigger happy? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they don't handle it the same way we do. They will go in and they say, all right, well, we have to lose a couple hundred civilians. It's horrible, but we'll do it. You know, they're not like us in that,
they're about swift vengeance.
Swift vengeance. But I think, Corby, in answer to your question, they intended to wait this thing out, and something happened to where it just massively escalated. Like one person fires one shot, and then all of a sudden somebody else, and it just
like
blew
the
up.
Waco incident,
yeah,
or something like
it
that.
It just kind of blew up on them.
Did you hear the story about the mother?
Yes. Now I want to get to this. So this mother is inside the school when the Chechen rebels overtake the place, and she is told, ma'am, you can leave right now with your 2-year-old son, but your 6-year-old daughter stays. And so this is the mother's choice. It's basically Sophie's choice.
Yeah.
You know? And so this mother...
Her name was Sophie?
No, David. Don't sidetrack. And so the woman had to leave. This is the last thing this little 6-year-old girl sees is she's crying as her mother accepts this guy's offer and takes her 2-year-old brother and leaves her behind.
And so
and
then
this mother had to deal with that.
Right. The last 2 days, she just said she felt dead inside because of the choice that she made.
Could you imagine
But then after the siege, her daughter ended up surviving, and she was reunited.
Right. So,
but she still has to deal with the fact that
she
left
her
daughter behind.
Saw her mother leaving,
yeah.
That ultimate trust that a child has in a parent, but the mother had no choice. I mean, her choice was, okay,
we all die, or one of us possibly dies.
Right.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
But you would think, you know, that you're reunited with your child. It's such a happy moment, but she has all this guilt, and the daughter has all this mistrust now of her mom, that what should be a happy occasion is a really bittersweet occasion.
Yeah.
By the way, Russian officials said the battle was started by the guerrillas and denied any intention to launch a rescue attempt, a tactic that... what's his name, Putin, had ordered 2 years earlier during the Moscow theater siege that resulted in 129 deaths. So I guess you're right. Something set it off. After initial confusion, the Russian attack began. Helicopters roared overhead. Special forces stormed the building. Tanks swerved into position.
Are you doing this from memory?
That's amazing, man.
So, I'm clueless as to this conflict. So Russia has control over Chechnya, and these rebels want Chechenian independence, correct?
I would assume.
The hostage takers demanded an immediate end to the war in Chechnya and the release of prisoners taken after a guerrilla raid this summer.
To the war in Chechnya. So Chechnya is still its own country?
I guess so.
Does anybody know anything about this? Nobody?
What's shocking?
Everybody's as clueless as we are?
Shocking that us and our listeners have no idea about our...
Do you, Angie? I have no idea. What about Hong Kong Paul? Where's he?
He left.
Oh, he ate his food and left.
He got his free cup of soup and left.
Why were the kids naked?
I don't know. Michael Jackson appeared there? I don't know.
Come on.
By the way, speaking of Michael Jackson, do you see where he acknowledged that he paid off a couple more kids to avoid lawsuits?
One more kid, $2 million.
Oh, I thought there was a couple.
I think it was, I mean, I
yeah, one more, you're right, because there was the one
right
big one that we all knew about.
Right.
And then some other kid.
Did you hear he's going to start mass marketing Jesus juice?
I don't think that's true.
What is that?
That's what he called his concoction of grape juice or Coke and wine or whatever it was.
That he gave to the kids?
Yeah, he would pour wine into a Coke can.
And he called that
Jesus juice. Yes.
Why did he call it that?
I don't know, to make it more symbolic?
Yeah, to convince them to drink it. Because anything with Jesus in it
has
got
to
be
good.
Yeah.
Like, is that their
like
slogan?
Smuckers. With a name like Jesus, it's got to be good.
Huh. Wow.
You know what?
I didn't know that. I would drink
I didn't think
you
this,
would drink that.
Whenever this was this Michael Jackson thing all happened last year, I didn't think there's any way he was going to jail. I'm starting to think that he's gonna go to jail. That this is the
no
end of
way.
Him.
If Kobe can do it, so can Michael Jackson.
This is totally different.
Why? He has the best lawyers.
Well, first off...
He's gotten away with it this long.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's already happened once, and I think public sentiment, unlike in the Kobe case, people have turned on Michael Jackson.
I don't think people have turned on Michael Jackson. He's become a pop culture punchline. It's like, oh, yeah, he molests kids, you know. But it's like people just kind of laugh it off. They don't treat it as very serious.
What if he molested puppies?
I don't know, Dave. That's a really good point.
Would you and Julie go fly out and protest out on the courthouse step?
I might with a big... With
why aren't you married to such a militant nut?
With a Jabari suit
what
on?
What happened just then?
Yeah, my wife,
did I do that? I'm sorry.
My wife's real militant, Gordon. She's real militant.
She is.
No, she's not.
She's protested outside my house before.
She's never even been to your house.
Oh, yeah, because she's not invited.
Right. She's not going to go to Arlington.
So, yeah, we hadn't talked about that either, about Kobe.
Well, let's get into
that
next.
Big story.
Okay, yeah, let's do that next.
All right. Kobe Bryant getting away with it next.
We've been doing it for a decade. It's good time as the Ticket once again presents the 10th annual Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open. Friday, September 24th. Florida Scramble, four-person teams, two shotgun starts at the picturesque Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. And the best part is, your registration fee benefits Special Olympics Texas. So log on now for your printable entry form at theticket.com. The Coors Light Dunham and Miller Open from AT&T Wireless, North Texas Nissan. And the... It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
I grew up with five sisters and one brother, and I've got a twin sister. So, yeah, man, there's never a dull moment in the house, and just makes for a good family reunion.
You've got a twin sister?
Right.
Fraternal or identical?
Fraternal.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Gordo.
What? Who's Gordo?
That's our funny man, Gordo. He throws in a random question from time to time. Hey,
he's
Julian,
gonna be,
we
go
appreciate
ahead,
the time.
Thanks a lot, man. No problem.
What's going on with us this morning?
Okay.
That's Julius Jones, the Cowboy.
We were fine,
and you just throw in all these just... I mean, the machine was running great. Why'd you have to throw a rock in it?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
You knew the answer to that question.
I didn't know the answer to that question. I don't know his family history.
You do. All right, there's Gordo up for an e-break.
The wide selection in the vending machine. Finding a good spot in the parking garage. Trying to keep your boss from discovering you're listening to Stellar Talk Radio online. If these are the biggest challenges you face during your workday, and you need more intellectual stimulation, we just may be able to help. We're expanding our sales department at KLIF, and we just might want you. If you have some sales experience, email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com and overcome the challenges. We have a great vending selection, too. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
This, the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there and you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Modano. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right
back. Oh, so tense.
Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face was so bitter.
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can... well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale.
We'll take it down to Channel 8.
In the Dallas area. Call now to see if you qualify. 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's 1.
Car buyers researching online, Kylie offers a high-tech, high-touch dealership to help you through the process. With 0% financing on most Mazda vehicles, our Shoes and Crew sales event is a perfect time for you to save big on your next new Mazda. We desperately need to clear our 2004 inventory to make room for the 2005 Mazdas, so you'll save thousands. Get lease payments on the all-new 2004 Mazda 6 for only $199, or the 2004 RX-8 or $299. Be a picky shopper and take Kylie Mazda first to take your favorite Mazda for a test drive today.
See HaileyMazdaHurst.com for in-stock specials. Kylie Mazda of Hurst, 820 and Pipeline Road.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
SMU was winless last year, and they play host to Texas Tech tonight with a clean slate. And Phil Bennett says, after last year's squad, his team is better.
I know athletically we're better, you know, at the playmaking position. When it will show right now, I don't know, but it will come.
SMU and Tech kick off tonight at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Other notable games, Oklahoma already on the board against Bowling Green. Jason White just threw a 6-yard touchdown pass to Mark Quayton. That game is 7-0 in favor of the Sooners. UNT and Texas play at 6 later today. Baylor takes on UAB also at 6. And at 7, you've got Colorado State playing at Colorado. Rangers are looking for a win to break their 5-game losing streak. They play the Red Sox this afternoon at 12:20. John Wasman got the loss last night after allowing only 2 runs, but Buck Showalter says you will see him again.
He's pitched a couple of good games for us back-to-back and had some good outings before, and it's unfortunate that, you know, he ran into Martinez. There's been a lot of guys say that over the years, though, but you know there's not much margin for error there with him.
And checking out your leaderboard at the Deutsche Bank Open, John Rollins, Tiger Woods, and Ryan Palmer all tied at 9-under for first. Shigeki Maruyama is in third at 8-under. Jay Williamson, Bill Haas, and Skip Kendall are all at -6. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Just like we predicted, the Rangers are at the top of their division. Follow the playoff hunt with Bad Radio and Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News. Wednesdays at 2:10. Brought to you by Bob's Steak and Chop House on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
11:32 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is The Rant, the Corby Davidson Show, featuring Gordon Keith, also
barely
me, Davey Lane.
Even more barely.
Are you glad this is your show now, Corby?
Yeah, I mean, it's taken a long time, but I figured it was only a matter of time.
All right, so would you like to drive this segment, Corby?
Yeah, I would. I would like it if you guys would allow me to do that.
Take a step back.
Yeah, just sit back, enjoy yourselves for a minute while I go on.
7-0 OU, right?
Yeah, my life has improved. Right now, you know, the show started at 10.
I have chest pains, by the way.
Just don't worry about it.
You have no health insurance.
I drank half of that buzz water.
Uh-oh.
And I have chest pains now.
Well, we have to have a fun run for you now.
Kobe Bryant, were the charges dropped or dismissed, or is that the technical term?
They were dropped
with prejudice.
With prejudice?
With prejudice, meaning it can't be brought up again?
Meaning they can reopen the case if they have
more evidence.
All right,
well, this case will never, ever,
if they're prejudiced, they will prosecute.
Ever, ever be reopened. Never again. And I don't know if I feel sorry for this girl or not. I mean,
so it basically got dismissed because this girl is such a slut.
Hey!
Because she didn't want to testify.
Yes, I think that's more of the reason than what David said.
But is that not true?
We don't know whether that's true or not.
All the history that came out about her.
I think she saw the writing on the wall.
They just floated that out there.
She knew this was not going to happen for her, and she just gave up. What should have happened is this should have never gone this far.
Well, the prosecutor got overzealous.
They didn't have enough evidence.
I don't think he was necessarily zealous of Kobe's success.
No, overzealous, over-anxious.
Oh.
Zealous
not
of Kobe's success. They didn't have. There was nothing there.
So
there was not enough there in the beginning.
I'm uneducated.
And they should have known that this poor girl was going
to
be dragged through the mud for, you know, a full year. And it's just. I mean, her life now, she's always going to be known as.
Rape girl.
The Kobe girl.
Not,
and I don't think she'll be known as rape girl.
Well, I don't know.
She's not a superhero.
I don't live in Colorado. I don't know what they call people.
No matter where she moves, no matter what happens to her, she will always be the girl
that gets raped.
God. Rape girl.
That's her theme song.
That was another thing from Ali G or Borat. We have many hobbies in my country. Table tennis, rape.
And that's funny to you.
You laugh at that show more than me.
That
you're
people get raped.
No. But this poor girl, she had no chance ever. There was never a chance for her to win this case.
You know that's true.
She should have thought about that when she
got raped.
When she went and had more sex after her Kobe sex.
I'm telling you, I don't know that that's been proven. I think that the Kobe people just floated that out there as one of their theories.
She had like five different guys in her grunders.
She had a starting basketball team.
In her underwear?
Uh-huh.
I admit that's kind of troublesome.
When you have
men's semen in my wife's underwear, I'm concerned.
When you have multiple DNA in your panties at any one time.
Yes. You might be a redneck.
That's bad.
So what do we think? Do you think, all right, Kobe's statement afterwards, isn't that basically saying, yeah, all right, it was rape, and now I know what rape is?
No.
His
statement was basically, I'm sorry that I had to put this girl through all this. I shouldn't have cheated on my wife. I think that's what he's trying to float out there, but it came out like, sorry I raped you.
Well, it's not like he was just improvising a statement. I mean, this was a carefully thought-out statement that was worded a specific way. Okay, so I'm saying that in light of that, the way he worded it makes it sound like, yes, indeed, it was rape.
Just not
proven
court rape.
Right, because he says, okay, I now see how she could think it was rape.
It was half rape.
Yeah, I thought that that's the way you expressed love, but now I understand that it's called rape, is what he was saying.
But not in those words.
No, he didn't say it that way, but that's basically his...
I thought I loved her, but what I actually did was rape her, and I'm sorry.
Mark.
I thought bending...
You're horrible. You're the worst broadcaster in America.
Making them insane in the membrane.
Don't even try to recover from it.
You have to admit, you are one of the top five worst broadcasters in the country.
That's why I'm not in the guy's guide.
Not that we're any better, but, you know, at least we're not...
No, we're better than that. Because you don't have a sense of when to edit yourself. Sometimes you do, and then other times you just think,
we
can't use the F-word? Oh, yeah, that's right, we can't.
Okay, so if I said, if any time I find other men's semen in my wife's underwear, that would have gotten dumped, right?
No.
But since you said it, it was okay.
No.
Because that's a technical term, and it actually did happen within the case.
It did happen, right.
Or at least Gordon says it was floated out there by the defense.
So what I said didn't happen in the case?
It's just too graphic. Yeah. Shocking.
He had blood on his shirt.
Thank you, David. We don't need you to explain. It was just too graphic.
Bloody shirt tails don't always happen like that.
Anyway, so why would Kobe issue this statement if they didn't have some sort of behind-the-scenes agreement?
Yeah, would you pay her?
If I'm Kobe?
Yeah.
Yes.
To go away?
Yes.
Civil
trials take longer than criminal trials, and it can be dragged out for 2 more years. And why would it, if Kobe can say, "Hey, Kobe," in other words, let's put it on your level, Corby. If you had 2 years of something really uncomfortable coming up in front of you,
I would pay to get rid of it.
And I said, "Hey, for $200, you could avoid this headache."
Yes.
So what is her price? What's a fair offer? A
couple million.
Yeah, a couple million. She could probably get surgically repaired with that money.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy had blood on his shirt tail. It doesn't sound like it was
that's graphic.
A traditional lovemaking session.
You don't think a child was
so
blind?
Is that
when he's screaming, "I love Colorado"? I mean, the whole thing is just so...
Was he spanking when he said that?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Was he... had one hand in the air, like making the number one sign?
With a lasso?
So
is there a lasso?
So is that funny? So if she gets a couple mil, is it ultimately worth it for her?
No. Her life is ruined. It's Monica Lewinsky disease. You know, Monica Lewinsky cannot go through life. Monica Lewinsky. Doesn't matter where she goes. Look, there's Monica Lewinsky. Look, there she is.
I thought he was talking about someone coming in the...
No. She can never fight through that. Her life is ruined.
Yeah, but she was trash before. She was nothing before.
Oh, God, Gordon.
I mean, who else was she going to be? She was fat. No one cared about her.
Lewinsky?
Yeah.
Or the Kobe girl, rape girl?
I don't know if rape girl's fat. Do we know what she... Yeah,
she's
seen
cute.
Pictures of her.
I've never seen a picture of her.
Of rape girl?
No. No, I never have.
Well,
I don't think they were published.
Yeah, they were published, and that was one of the problems. You know, they just couldn't keep everything under wraps in this case.
But think about it. I mean, she'll move.
No, it was not worth it for her. If she was, I mean, don't you think something traumatic happened to her in that hotel room?
I don't know.
The only way that you...
I don't know who I believe.
So we've got two different theories here, all right? This is what I think happened. I'll share mine with you. She goes up there because she's a stupid 19-year-old, and, hey, it's attention from a famous person.
Right.
And that's cool. So they start messing around consensually. They start having sex consensually, and this is my theory. And then at some point during it, she realizes that his violence is...
His version of sex isn't her version.
Yes, it's a little too painful. She's getting insane in the membrane. And she wants to stop. Well, he thinks that that's, isn't that playful? She's saying no. You know, he's thinking. He's thinking, that's just what girls say during sex all the time, because that's all he's ever known. And he doesn't, and she leaves there and is freaked out and panicked and so on. She tries to convince herself that it was consensual because no one wants to think that they were just raped.
So then she goes and has sex with another guy to test out how he does it.
I don't know that she was...
See if he does it the same way that Kobe does.
I don't know if she was either-oring them like that, but... So, but yeah, maybe that's why she had sex afterwards, because she was just trying to forget about it for whatever reason. Now, this is, that part's the stretch there. So was the Kobe part, too, before. But anyway, so then she freaks out. She goes to her parents. Her parents, they know you were raped, so they take her, and then she gets done and everything. So basically, I'm arguing that she was indeed raped.
That is rape.
So do you think that's plausible?
Sure, absolutely.
And it frustrates me and somewhat sickens me, all these people who for some reason think it's a good point to say, hey, she's going up there at an NBA star's house, at or NBA star's room at 11 at night. What does she expect?
So
I don't know.
I guess, well, I guess in your scenario, the question is, is there a point of no return where you can't claim rape anymore? Can you claim rape after the fact, or can you be halfway through and go, oh, this isn't what I was bargaining for, this is
rape? If there's a no involved, yes, that is rape.
But see, the problem is I think it's an incredible gray area. It truly is.
I wouldn't touch it if it was gray.
From a legal standpoint...
Gross. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't either.
From a legal standpoint, no, at any time during that is rape.
From a legal standpoint, but you know, in reality, I mean, think about...
How many times this happened to you?
No, how many times you've messed around with a girl or something, and she's like,
you said no.
You know what I'm talking about? You never, like, kissed a girl, and then she's like, you may be both involved with other people, and she says, no, we shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but she's kissing consensually, but then she backs away, and then y'all kiss some more, and then she backs away, and y'all both say, yeah, we should do this because we're married. And what if afterwards she says, you know what? That was sexual assault, because I did say no at some point, and he still kept kissing me. So in that example right there, did you sexually assault her, or was that kind of the natural gray areas of life? Which
are you building a case for yourself?
I'm trying to. I want you guys' opinion on it. What should I do?
Well, how much chloroform did you use?
No, there's no chloroform, Corby.
Why not?
So what's your opinion of that? Did you sexually assault her?
No.
She said no, and you kept doing sexual things with her after she said no.
Well, were you like going like this?
Was she
grabbing her shirt and shut up. Were you grabbing her shirt and stuff? Were you physical with her, or was she just like kind of...
It wasn't an overt physical assault, but it was, you know, the pull away, but then she's consensually kissing after that, and then you're pulling away, and then she kisses you, is she assaulting you? You know what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes it's just, there's a lot of violence in love.
Was it tongue action?
Stop it, David.
Who was this girl?
Just some bitch I met on the internet. That's a line from a song.
You're not as bad as Kobe.
What song?
Love is like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's from my head.
And I was meeting this bitch on the internet.
Song by Julie Cloud. Where'd you get that band name, Corby?
I made it up.
11:45 on the ticket.
Hey, people. Take a look in the mirror. You look more like you do now than you did a while ago. You've got failed smile and a big question mark floating above your head when it comes to the Cowboys' history, stats, and facts. You need the Coors Light Guy's Guide to the Cowboy. Relive the top 10 biggest moments in Cowboys history. Hail Mary catch, the Herschel Walker trade, Jerry Jones buys the board, 3 Super Bowls in the 90s, Emmett's record run, pour through the prognostications, predictions, and HSOs about Big Bill and the boys from all of our boys.
While gazing affectionately upon select photos of the Kenley Clan ticket.
Plus Mickey Spagnola's Cowboy Season Breakdown. The Coors Light Guy's Guide to the Cowboys. Available at all ticket road shows. And at E-Break.
Yeah, Bob likes English Premier League soccer, but you don't see me getting up at 8 in the morning on Saturday to watch that crap.
Let me be very clear about this. Just because I think the Neptunes are good producers and they're producing Justin Timberlake does not mean I like to dip my biscuits in man gravy.
Let's take a few phone calls and listen to that song and see what the public thinks, okay?
All right.
You watch yourself, Ben.
Very shocking comment from Ben on the radio.
I don't understand the comment.
No, but anytime the term man gravy is uttered, it's...
Yeah, I understood that part of it, but what do the biscuits represent?
His butt cheeks?
That's what I was thinking, and that didn't make any sense.
I don't know if you have to ask him.
If you've seen Ben, by the way, those are not biscuits.
In the early 1900s, experts predicted that with advancements in technology, by the year 2000, the workday would only be 2 hours long. They were wrong. But should you really spend your precious 8 hours a day doing something you don't think is a challenge or fun? We may be able to help. If you have some sales experience, just email us your resume at yourjob@dfwradio.com. We're expanding our sales department, and we just might want you. Spend those 40 hours doing something you like until the work week goes down to that predicted 10 hours a week. Susquehanna Dallas is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Brake Classics.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now, Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
Well, Fernando, what are the standings?
Boy, I'll tell you what. He is the Yankees of E-Brake. Norm, in just over 6 months, has 7. He is now in second place, only one behind Gen X Davey Lane.
Wow. Man, that's impressive.
He is Derek Jeter.
He is.
Hey, Joe Streamer, Mr. Broadband, you, Surfer Guy, you have me minimized, so why don't you take a look at your computer screen? Right now, look at your audio player. Go ahead, maximize. See that Authentic Humperdinck's logo on your player? Click on it. Come on, you were just surfing anyway. Click on that Humperdinck's banner ad and treat yourself to 2 free dinners at Humperdinck's. It's true. You won't hear this commercial on the radio because it's on the internet, and by the time I'm done, you'll be one of those savvy, swaggering Texans who have just joined Humperdinck's MVP Club and taken advantage of another first from a 30-year veteran of putting beer in the belly and food on the table, and now free food in your inbox because you're a streamer. While you're at it, refer a few of your buddies to the MVP Club at Humperdinck's.com, and we'll send you an email good for an appetizer from Humperdinck's award-winning menu. Okay, Sir Digital, get back to work or whatever you've been telling your partner is research. We now return you to your regular stream.
Huge discounts in your price or payment within 15 minutes. Middlecott Ford, Taylor Parkway, 1 mile east.
Doing that low-carb thing?
Oh, no, just taking better care of myself. I've been reading the new healthy living section in the Dallas Morning News on Tuesdays. It's got features on diet, exercise, local health care, coping with stress. Just great tips for a healthy lifestyle.
Healthy living? Yeah, I'll check that out. I wonder how I missed it.
You're too tense. Probably distracted.
Really?
Yeah, relax. Try doing yoga.
Healthy living. Look for it every Tuesday inside the Dallas Morning News and at DallasNews.com. Know the full story. This is The Ticket.
Texas kicks off their season tonight against a very local opponent. Conview Golf Custom Shaft Shop and TexasLending.com bring you the ticker. North Texas travels to Austin at 6, and head coach Daryl Dickey says UT is a big-time opponent.
It's a tremendous challenge for our opening game, and our players are looking forward to that challenge, but we also know it's going to be very, very difficult because of what we're facing.
Other games of note, Bowling Green has tied it up with Oklahoma. It is a 7-all. They capitalize on a fumble. That game is still in the first quarter. Later today, OSU plays at UCLA at 2:30. New Mexico State takes on Arkansas at 6. And Texas Tech plays SMU at 7. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ravens play the Red Sox at 12:20 this afternoon. Ravens send Chris Young to the mound to face Tim Wakefield. Young is 0-1 on the season, while Wakefield is 11-7. Ravens, by the way, are 6 games back from Oakland in the AL West. And speaking of the playoff race, do you think the Yankees might be in some trouble? In their 3-1 loss to the Orioles, starting pitcher Kevin Brown punches a wall in the clubhouse. He fractures his non-throwing hand, and now he is out indefinitely. Our next ticket ticker is at 12:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday mornings from 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
When exactly did we go from growing pot to growing pot bellies?
No, I won't do that. It is 10:17.
What? No.
Actually, it's 11:52 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are live from the Red Wing Shoe Outlet Mall.
It's 7-all in Norman, by the way, Corby. You all right?
No, I'm a little thrown off here.
Okay, you're all over the road.
Yeah, we're at Red Wing Shoes, and they are open the rest of the day today and all day tomorrow. They're closed on Monday, but all this weekend you can get $20 off the regular price of boots and shoes.
I've got 20 bucks.
Ah, yes.
And you can also get 6 pairs of socks for just $13.10. And last time we were up here, you scored some socks. You need to refresh your
Man, as a matter of fact, the greatest socks in
me,
the world.
I'm not talking anymore.
Don't you agree with me?
Yeah. I'm wearing Red Wing shoes socks.
Odd.
That's the way you say it?
Red Wing socks.
Can you say Red Wing socks? Okay. I'm wearing Red Wing socks today, as a matter of fact, some of the ones I got last time we were here. And I rant and raved about these socks because I love the Red Wing sock.
You just said
rant. I've never been into the sock.
You've never...
Well, I have. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've done that.
It cuts down on the mess.
The mess?
What are you talking about?
That's not what God intended socks for.
When you're doing that, don't you feel like a disgusting creature?
Do you like the over the calf or the crew neck or the crew sock?
I only need a bobby sock.
You don't need much slack?
No. None. I don't need a over the calf reservoir tip. If you let me finish, I was just going to say
I'm letting you finish.
Don't boat very quickly. That's my reservoir tip. If you're out on the reservoir today and you're boating around,
don't boat very quickly.
Yeah.
That's a great reservoir tip.
Anyway, so
it'll work.
I'm the best one ever. Okay, so I'd like to thank the Red Wing Shoes for having us out here. And yes, as Dave mentioned, $20 off the regular price of boots and shoes and 6 pairs of socks for just $13.10. That's the ticket special, but it's only for this weekend.
Get these Jesuit freeloaders to buy some socks.
You
look
talk
at them over there.
Let's talk to this Jesuit freeloader, the guy with the long hair. Come here. The guy, for some reason, has Farrah Fawcett hair. Where's the, here it is. What's your name?
Nathan.
Nathan, how old are you?
17.
Oh, that's so hot.
You don't use conditioner, do you?
Hey, no. Man.
You didn't need to. He's 17.
Yeah.
And you go to Jesuit.
Right.
And where do you want to go to college?
I have no idea.
Hey, man.
Are you a good student?
No, not really.
So you don't have a whole
lot. Oh, no. Oh, please pray for him.
Have you taken the SAT yet?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you get?
Did you get above 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. What's you're 1,000? Safe. You're safe. You can get it anywhere.
Yeah. Under 1,200?
Anywhere?
Well, anywhere that this slacker wants to go to. It's not like
you got over 1,200?
Yeah.
Okay, you're good.
Oh, you're good to go anywhere.
Over 1,200?
Yeah.
And you can barely speak. Oh, it must have made it a lot
Wait,
easier.
Why are your grades bad? Obviously, you test out well. You're an underachiever, aren't you?
Yeah, basically.
Your parents get on you?
No, not really. They're pretty cool.
Your parents are?
Mm-hmm.
What's your dad do?
He's an engineer.
On the train?
Not really. What?
What?
I like them.
Are you an athlete of any kind?
I play basketball.
But you're not good enough to get a scholarship anywhere?
No.
Not even a spare school?
No.
You didn't want to do that. You don't even thought about college, obviously.
Yeah, kind of.
You want to stay in-state or you want to go somewhere?
In-state, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like one of the big schools or you want to go to like a little private school?
I don't know.
No.
Whatever.
Too many questions.
Who are y'all?
He answered less questions on the SAT than this. Here.
Hey, man.
All right, so where do you live?
Richardson, like 5 minutes that way.
Okay, you live in Old Richardson. Okay, fair enough. I've figured you to be like one of the Park City's kids Corby identifies with.
Yeah,
Corby
doesn't. Common.
He doesn't have interest in you anymore.
Yeah, boy. Just lost all my interest. Now, do you date an Ursuline girl? You got a girlfriend?
No, not now.
Really? Did you date an Ursuline girl?
Yeah, I have.
They party a lot, the Ursuline
girl? They easy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are Hockaday girls easier than Ursuline girls?
Yeah, for the most part.
Jeez Louise.
Let's rank
Look at
the
him laughing.
Let's rank the hotness of the private school girls.
Okay.
Hockaday, Ursuline,
Greenhill,
and I don't even know anymore.
TCA.
And the school for whores, as they identified earlier today.
Who's the hottest?
I don't know. All three. Some of them. Just depends.
Yeah, that's an excellent review. So in depth.
It's hot girls everywhere.
That's true.
Oh, that's
true.
A good point. That's a good, something good to live by. All right, so what are you interested in?
Basketball.
Okay.
You just said you're not going to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're going to fail at basketball in life.
Maybe I'll be a writer or something.
Okay, well, there you go. So what do you want to write?
Where?
Basketball.
What?
Yeah.
You wanna? Are you really into sports and stuff?
Yeah.
Like a sports writer?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You're real focused.
I'm 17. It doesn't matter.
I know, it doesn't.
True.
You know what? That's the thing. Nothing matters.
You have at least...
I swear to you, though, when I was 17, I didn't talk like this.
You were never on the radio, monkey head. I mean, the guy's on the radio.
Yeah. Well, does that mean you don't talk?
He's probably a little bit... I don't know.
Look, he doesn't look nervous or shy at all.
Are you a quiet man, boy?
Sometimes.
But with,
sometimes,
you, with right. your crew, you're the loud one, right?
Yeah.
You're a cut up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means. Cut up? It's too old.
Yeah, that's old. You're old, man.
Yeah. All right. I just remember having, like, a pulse when I was 17. I mean...
He doesn't have to worry about it. You have, like, 10 years to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't have to figure out what you want to do with your life, but I'm just saying, isn't he... when you were 17, didn't he have more energy than this?
It's Saturday morning. At least I'm up before
yeah,
noon.
That's yeah, that's the thing. I would have never even woken up.
He drove out here to Red Wing Shoes.
I did. I had to set my alarm to make it.
Attaboy.
I'd still be sleeping.
Now he's a big Rant fan, and you're just cutting him down.
Fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you listen to The Ticket in general?
Yeah, C1.
Really? Did your dad get you into it?
No, he really doesn't like it as much
how
as
old,
I do.
How old were you when you started listening?
Third grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Louise.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just kill me. Stab me wherever you can find me.
Well, Jesuit, it's been nice talking to you.
His name is not Jesuit.
It's on his shirt.
Oh, man, good point. His name must be Jesuit. You know what a Jesuit is?
Whoa, what do you mean? A Jesuit is the priest?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure the pterodactyl laugh.
Whoa, what do you mean?
What the?
Oh, goddamn Oklahoma!
Is that Peterson?
No, it's Timo.
Sorry, Corpus Tourette. You know what Tourette says?
Yeah.
What is that?
We're like, you yell cuss words out and stuff.
That's not the exact medical definition.
Was that on the SAT?
No, it wasn't. It was in a movie, though. Not Another Teen Movie.
It was in Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah,
okay.
The girl had it real bad.
Yeah. All right. you having fun?
I'm having fun.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
Me too.
Okay. I'll bless you too.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests, and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day, plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
Straight up 12 o'clock, this is Ticket Sports Saturday. Although you've got the Ticket Sports Sunday crew today in the house alongside my partner, Stuart Cedar.
Good afternoon, Tommy.
Good afternoon, Stewie. I'm Tommy Daniels. We are here for 6.5 hours of fun-filled entertainment.
I'm Psycho Dave.
Hello, Psycho Dave. Stewie, we may have to go after these services of Psycho Dave. This is such a long show that we're doing today. Leading you all the way up to SMU and Texas Tech, the pregame show coming up at 6:30 tonight, and that's the reason why Rich Phillips is no longer on Ticket Sports Saturday. His attention now turns to college football, as we are this afternoon in studio.
Yeah, our attention has definitely turned to that big college football weekend this weekend. Most of the games getting
underway. A lot of games getting underway, obviously, at 11 o'clock. Big games coming up at 2:30, and also big game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, and that would be North Texas and Texas. And we'll get into that game a little bit later on in the show.
Can I send a shout-out real quick?
Sure.
All right. Actually, I've got two. The first one is got to go to the head engineer here at the compound that is known as Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. That would be the great Rob Chickering for making the college football package happen here in Studio 2. We're not just watching one game. How many games do we have to choose from right now?
Well, we probably got about 8 or 10 games to choose from right now, Tommy, and it's great. We had it ordered, but typically a lot of times when you order stuff and you go to turn it on, it doesn't come up, but Rob was able to take care of that. So we'll keep you up to date on all the college football that's going on. Oklahoma's underway already. Possible couple upsets already brewing, with Cincinnati up 3-0 on Ohio State in the second quarter with 11 minutes to go. Also, Michigan playing right now against Miami of Ohio at home, and you'd be shocked at the score right now because it's nothing with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. You might say, what the heck's going up there? Well, one of the big problems up there is Chad Henning, a true freshman, has started for Michigan today because Matt Gutierrez, who was supposed to start, has a bad shoulder, and Michigan's offense is absolutely sputtered. As it always does in college football, any time that you start a young quarterback, you're going to be in trouble. And so far right now, Michigan is in trouble as they line up for a field goal right now to hopefully give them a 3-0 lead.
How many Sooner fans do you think are a bit worried when you see the score is only 14